You don't get what you want. You get what you are. You get what you are. You get what you are. Prepare vibrationally. Prepare for it. It's coming. How will you act once it's here? Act that way now. Act as if. Your thoughts create your reality. It takes a thought to form a word, a thought to form a belief. That belief turns into a feeling, and that feeling attracts that which is like it. The world you see is a reflection of the way you feel. Feeling good is the work. That's how you get into alignment. Feel good first, then everything will flow to you with ease. Don't resist well-being, welcome it. If you can feel it, then you'll soon see it. Repeat this after me. I feel it and soon I'll see it. I feel it and soon I'll see it. I feel it and soon I'll see it. Once the desire has formed as a thought and you project to the universe your desire to live that thought, it is instantly answered and created. Your job is to now come to the realization of it. The winning lottery ticket is in your pocket, but you aren't checking your pockets. Be thankful that it's already so. Be grateful that you are living your best life. Be grateful that the flow of abundance and well-being is ever increasing in your life. Be so confident that the desire is already so, that the physical manifestation of it is no longer necessary, because you can taste the juice of the fruit already. And once you surrender in this way, it will flood to you in avalanches. Imagine everything that is your life. Your finances, your career, your mindset, your emotions, your physical body, your family, your love, your entire life. Now imagine yourself winning at all of them. Imagine the best possible version of each and feel the feelings of fulfillment in each area. Who are you with? What are you doing? How do you feel? What does it sound like? What does it look like? What emotions are you experiencing? How can it be better? What would bring complete happiness and fulfillment? And then go to that place in your mind. You are not limited by physical conditions. In your mind, you can travel to wherever you desire in a moment. You can be a queen, an astronaut, a CEO, a mum, a lover, a writer, a traveller, whatever you desire in just a moment. You can float between your desires in a moment. And your mind does not know the difference between what you see with your mind's eye and what you see with your physical eyes. So vibrationally, you begin to align with the reality you expose yourself to the most. The reality you believe. So start believing the reality of your best self, the version of you that already exists in your mind. Your physical world will have no choice but to catch up. You are so full. You couldn't possibly imagine how full you are, but try. Try to imagine your fullness. You come from love, and to love you shall return. And your journey here is an expression of love. And love is infinite. So despite how much you give, you are always still completely full. The richness you attract into your life is of you. It comes from you. It was never separate from you. You always had it. It was always there. You are just now coming to the realization of it. You don't need to wish. You just need to become. What you think about, you become. What you dwell on, you become. What you embrace, you become. What you expel, you become. What you focus on, you become. Repeat after me. I am experiencing consecutive wins, healing, unexpected blessings, growth, financial freedom, spiritual insight, and infinite love. I am experiencing consecutive wins, healing, unexpected blessings, growth, financial freedom, spiritual insight, and infinite love. Fear is just a manifestation of the ego. We come from love, and to love we shall return. That means that our entire experience here in this physical world is aligned with well-being and feeling good. So when something doesn't feel good, it's because who we truly are feels discord with that feeling. It's a foreign feeling. Fear isn't a natural state of being. It's just the resistance to well-being. It's born from this world, not the spiritual world. It comes from our ego and not our true self. Fear sees separation between ourselves and our desired state. Faith, on the other hand, sees oneness with where I am and where I desire to be, and oneness with yourself and God. You can be happy and feel good 100% of the time. And if you don't, it's because you are resisting it, not because it's not available to you. Repeat after me. I welcome well-being and feeling good into my life. I acknowledge that it's my natural state, and I align myself with people and experiences that match that feeling. Think of the placebo effect. When a stimulus is used in lieu of the common belief solution, and the patient consumes the stimulus and often sees significant results, the placebo is just your own beliefs. The patient believes something would work, and so it did. The common belief in this world is that 2 + 2 = 4. But 2 + 2 can be whatever you want it to be. You decide what beliefs live within you, and your reality becomes a projection of those beliefs. Your beliefs determine who you are and who you are becoming. And that is the vibration that you emit to attract anything and everything that matches that frequency. So your sole purpose is to get into alignment with everything you desire. What you desire isn't physical, as it may often seem. It is instead a desired feeling. You desire to feel good, be happy, experience joy. And so to align with these desired feelings, you need to embody them now in every way that you can. Your job is to feel good. That is the work. And then the path will reveal itself to you. In fact, revelations are always constantly happening, but we often miss them because we aren't in alignment. So acknowledge when you have moments of realization. It's in those moments that you are in tune, in alignment, and ready to receive the revelation. Repeat this after me. Feeling good is the work. Feeling good is the work, and I am embodying the feeling of joy, happiness, and freedom. Regardless of how far-reaching they may seem, keep your dreams and desires alive. The law of one acknowledges that when a desire is born, with it, so is the means to fulfill that desire. We all have moments of doubt, worry, fear, but don't let those feelings that are not truth stop you from moving forward anyway. It doesn't matter your age, gender, nationality, religion, or current situation, you are worthy. You don't need to prove your worth. Your life is proof that you are worthy. You don't need to pray more, buy more crystals, do readings, practice yoga to be connected to God. You can if you want to, if you're called to, but you are worthy just as you are and just as much as everyone else. So begin to act that way. Act expectant, act as if, act excited, act motivated. That's how you begin to enjoy the fruits of life. We often become so focused on the end result that we forget to embrace the journey. And when we look back, we realize that it was the journey that bared all the fruit. That doesn't mean there isn't joy in the fulfillment of a desire. There is, of course there is. And focusing upon that end result will get you there faster. But in the meantime, come to the realization that the journey there is part of the manifestation experience. It is the process of becoming the person who has the desire, who is the desire. Repeat after me. I'm literally in the best shape of my life, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, socially, and financially. The feeling of fulfillment exists right now. You can enjoy every single day of your life to the fullest. The time between the birth of a desire and the fulfillment of it serves you because it allows you to grow and to learn, and at times to evolve. Both you and the desire may evolve. And the time lapse allows you to embody the feeling before you see the physical proof of it. You trust the vibrational manifestation of it. You visualize, you see it in your mind's eye. You use stimuli to feel it in this physical world the best way you can. Visualization leads to the feeling of having it now. You feed your subconscious mind visuals, sounds, smells, tastes, and feelings that train your mind to emit a frequency that matches those feelings. You will feel so good in the process, and that alignment will attract inspired action, the only action that will bring forth your desires. When you feel an intuitive nudge, act on it. Don't question or doubt it. Just move forward. You can never get it wrong. You are always on your path and everything is always working out for you. Repeat this after me. I'm always on my path and everything is always working out for me. I am always on my path and everything is always working out for me. We come from one energy field, one eternal light. And that supply is unlimited. Just as a wave is an individualization of the ocean, your soul is an individualization of God, of that one energy field. And so anything that comes from the source, which is everything, so too can be yours. We are unlimited beings. We have no ceiling. Your purpose is what you say it is. What you have and what you are is what you say it is. Our words are attached to our beliefs, and our beliefs determine our feelings, which determine our vibration, which is our point of attraction. It really is simple. Behave like you have it, believe you have it, feel good now, follow the intuitive nudges, enjoy the journey as though it has already happened for you. And so it will appear in physical form because vibrationally it is already so. When you come across feelings of resistance and disbelief, take a moment to realign. Announce, I don't accept that negative energy. I don't accept that fear. I am love. I am positivity. Everything flows through me. Speak those words with conviction. Repeat them again and again until they feel like the truth. And if you still feel resistance when you speak them, then there are underlying beliefs that are not truth that you have programmed into your subconscious, and your reality is a reflection of those falsehoods. And so you need to reprogram your beliefs to align with your truth, the truth that you are worthy, that you are connected to the unlimited supply of source, that you are already full, that you are infinitely loved and guided, that all is well, that you are always on your path, that happiness is a choice and is available to you at all times. Often people create complexities in the spiritual world because then it becomes easier to accept that it's because we aren't able to understand and apply the complex theories and laws that we aren't living our desires. But that's another falsehood that we accept. Instead, come to the realization that this process is easy. Your life is easy. It's a complex world, but your job is to enjoy the complexities in the most joyful and easy way. Feel good. Feel good. Feel good. That will look different to each of us, and that's okay. In fact, that's the design. Your way is the way. My truth is my own, and it does not need to align with your truth. My truth isn't the truth, but my truth is very real to me. And my truth determines how I think, feel, and perceive my reality. Thus, our realities will all vary because they are dependent on our truths. Your truth is the only truth that matters, the only truth that creates your reality. Repeat after me. When I honor my true self, the self that is in perfect harmony with the universe, I open the doors and allow everything I desire to flow to me with ease. When I honor my true self, the self that is in perfect harmony with the universe, I open the doors and allow everything I desire to flow to me with ease. Don't overthink this process. Your goal right now is to feel good, to feel happy, to feel grateful for the many blessings that are constantly flowing to you. The intuitive action, the manifestations, the process of becoming, that all happens with ease and naturally. Allow it to be easy. Allow yourself to be at peace and satisfied with the way things are right now, yet simultaneously excited and expectant that more is on its way to you. Repeat after me. I am so happy now. Everything is perfect, and I am wholeheartedly grateful for the way it has manifested so far, and I am eager for more. I am so happy now. Everything is perfect, and I am wholeheartedly grateful for the way it has manifested so far, and I am eager for more. You don't get what you want, you get what you are. And so it is. I know that you received everything you intended from this recording. Be sure to listen to this powerful rampage daily. You'll begin to notice major shifts in your life and in your belief patterns. And if this style of teaching is something that aligns with you, visit gregoriachrysotelis.com and check out my Allow More course on allowing more of the things, people, and experiences that you desire to flow into your life. Have an incredible day. May you be surrounded by love, light, and positive vibrations always. I love you so deeply, and remember, you are pure light, and you are worthy of everything you desire. Namaste.